Autumn. So careless the trees. Having remembered their leaves, they forget them again, so they fall on us, big as hands. Fall and are blown by the wind as it talks to the house and the house talks back. While inside, babies lick the clocks until time disappears inside their gummy mouths. Fall on my bag, urgent with talk. On the young man with hair swirled like water going down a plug hole. And on the plug hole, my sister stopped with the gin's lemon, suggesting later that a potato would also do. Fall on our friends who have lain down in the earth, which has remembered that its job is to take them in so others can remember them, long after they have joined the dark matter of its body and the earth itself can forget. In the way that, because we are human and used to having arms and legs and doing things with them, we forget our own. Leaves fall on the van of Mr. Pipe the plumber, on boredom, on the pavement where's chalked, what would you ask him? Through air bright with unhappiness, through thought, the particular thought that you are pleased it's not your job to remember the names of all the leaves coming down, because that would be beyond you, way beyond you, like the distance, which is a place you haven't been to but hope to visit someday. Somehow the leaves make you remember and remember and remember some more. And all this remembering is very tiring. So tiring that you need to make somebody a sandwich. A sandwich of leaves, which luckily there are a lot of, falling so steadily as they are. And as it's the end of the day, you can take this sandwich down to the beach, where, you remember, there's always sand and sometimes a wedding.